It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Madoff, Kodak, and Southern Marin. I was asked by a reporter why I am so passionate in my efforts to place the fire annexation on the public ballot. It's a good question, and I will answer it during this show. I will also propose some steps that could be taken to cool my passion. So, let's talk about the reasons for my passion. This is not the time for us to be more than doubling our unfunded pension liability to the firefighters, nor taking on unfunded retiree health care costs. Right now, the official pension liability is $1.6 million, but after the annexation, it will more than double to over $3 million, based on current pension fund investment rates. Currently, we don't even know the size of the retiree health care benefit obligation we would be assuming. Governor Brown is currently attempting to reform state pensions, one step of which would be alternatives to or hybrids of the current defined benefit pension approach. The California Public Employees Retirement Fund, CalPERS, responded, "You can't reduce the defined benefit program because it would destabilize our fund." The governor realized that what the fund was really saying was that it needed new members to fund the obligations of retirees, and he called CalPERS a Ponzi scheme. He's right, and we should see CalPERS and most other California pension funds for what they are. Think Bernie Madoff. If you want more proof, check out a report by the Marin County Council of Mayors and Council Members. In this report, entitled Marin County Local Government Reform of Pensions and Other Post-Employment Benefits, the council concluded that the current system structure is unsustainable. The council reached this conclusion after determining that a pension system, to meet its pension obligations, would need to grow its assets by 211% in every decade. Did you triple your money in your IRA over the past decade? And nowhere have I seen addressed our liability for retiree health benefits if we annex. And I suspect the number is huge. So what are the governor and the Marin Council telling us? At some point in the not too distant future, the pension music is going to stop, and we in Southern Marin will be faced with an ugly dilemma. What will this dilemma look like? There is a classic example of the failure to properly plan for pension obligations in the current business press. The Eastman Kodak Company, once a veritable icon in corporate America, filed for bankruptcy last week. One of the primary reasons given for the bankruptcy was the company's unfunded obligations to retirees in the form of health care benefits. Kodak hopes to greatly reduce this obligation during its reorganization under the bankruptcy protection. A Wall Street Journal article gives several examples of the impact of such benefit reduction on Kodak retirees. One man, a 62-year-old retired electrician, fears he will lose his health care benefits entirely and may be compelled to go without coverage. Another man, a 73-year-old former Kodak executive who was with the company for 37 years, expects to lose $40,000 per year in pension benefits. He says he was not actually surprised by the bankruptcy filing because he had been telling his wife for years that it was coming. He added that he actually received benefits longer than he had anticipated. So how did this happen to Kodak? The answer is not simple. A competitor, Fujifilm, recognized the digital age was rapidly approaching and as a result diversified and now survives. Kodak was not as nimble and ended up going through painful workforce reductions restructurings, and unprofitable years. The firm even tried to sell itself, but potential buyers concluded Kodak was worth more dead than alive. You can say that Kodak is within its legal rights to shave back the retiree benefits, but the company is still reneging on a commitment to its loyal employees, and that strikes me as wrong. So now, what can Sausalito and Southern Marin learn from Kodak and Fujifilm? First, pension benefits are easily traded by politicians today, as the costs won't occur until the future. But when the future arrives, as it did for Kodak, the benefits can break the bank, throwing the company into turmoil and cheating the retiree of a promised income. Second lesson, if you deal with a problem early on, you can arrive at a solution, as Fujifilm did, and not have to renege on your commitments. It's time to pull our heads out of the sand here in Sausalito and Southern Marin regarding this pension issue. The time is growing short, but we can still take steps to address the problem. We should look real hard at the pros and cons of the annexation before we double our firefighter pension liability and assume a yet unquantified retiree health benefit liability. We should look for other opportunities to eliminate or reduce pension liability exposure. Going to a second tier level of benefits for our city employees would not make much of an immediate difference, but it would have a longer-term positive effect. A contract for services or a joint powers agreement would not bring with it any pension issues. The city council should appoint a committee of residents to do an independent review of the city's finances to provide suggestions for improved efficiency and cost reduction. Fresh eyes are always useful. We need to take steps now, or else we'll eventually face the dilemma of either burdening ourselves with backbreaking taxes or telling loyal employees we are going to renege on the retirement benefits we promised them. That's an ugly dilemma. So what can you do? I encourage you to sign the petition circulating to place the fire department annexation on the public ballot. Let your city council know firmly that you want to address the pension issue now, not when it becomes a crisis. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.